Welcome to Mom Ombre Podcast. I am your host, Yanni. I suggest that you go get you a drink just in case you're a little parched and get you a snack. I'm not going to hold you for too long. I'm going to have a little bit of a time. Just give you a little intro to what to be looking forward to. Thank you for joining. You are now officially a part of Moby Village. Later. Da-da-da-da! Finally, it is happening. I've been anticipating this for a long time. Again, welcome to Mom Ombre Podcast. I am your host, Yanni. I am so excited. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little shy. But my intentions are to let my personality shine because I'm full of it. Again, yes, welcome to Mom Ombre Podcast. I've been looking so forward to starting this platform. I even started an Instagram page, a Twitter page, attempting to advertise Mom on Break and just draw some people in. But I've been feeling like lately, like, you guys need to know who I am. Like, I'm that type of follower on social media. Like, you just have these pages popping up, and after a while you're like, okay, who is operating behind this page? So here we are. We have officially made it to a good space in life. I'm pretty sure the title of this podcast is pretty self-explanatory. I am a mom of a beautiful 10-year-old. Shout out to you, Penny Ann. And I've been momming since I've been 19, okay? I've been doing this thing since I've been 19 years old. My daughter is funny. She reminded me yesterday. She was like, oh, you going on 3 decades. I'm just like, you right. And 10 years, like 1 decade out of those 3, I've been a parent. And it's been something. But, you know, I give honor to God and Jesus for really holding me together, and also my friends and my family. I think it's so important as a parent, whether you're whether you're single mom, single dad, or doing it together. It is so important to have a village because raising kids is no joke. Like, I feel like after I became a parent, I morphed into a whole different human being. Like, I had to really unlearn some habits, learn new habits, learn how to socialize differently, like switching in and out codes, being prepared to answer certain questions that your kid is going to ask you. That's kind of like, why are you curious about that? And then like having to really think about it, like, okay, I may not have the answer to that question. So I have to be creative with how I answer this. So, yeah, like, it's been a roller coaster. I have been a single parent for most of my parenting experience. And I gotta tell you, like, it's been challenging, but it's been very rewarding. So just to kind of give a little backdrop, how Mom on Break came together is my lovely family, you know how black families are sometimes. Like, no, you gotta go somewhere this summer, okay? Like, you gotta go somewhere this summer. I've been holding you down the whole school year. You have to go somewhere this summer because I need a break, okay? Like, I need a break from just handling my life and getting my life together, and then also being responsible for your life, you know? So I am so grateful to have a village of my mom, my aunts, cousins, great friends who I trust with my baby's life. When I tell them I need a break, they'd be like, no problem. Like, they want to take her. You know, like, I have learned to not be too selfish with my kid. So, my mom break came about. I took one summer off. She went up north with my aunts, because I'm down south. And they told me when she went up there, like, do you. And let me tell you something. I was so taken back. Like, oh, y'all support me doing me? Like, y'all don't want me to be fixated on my kid? And they're like, no. Like, we got her. You go and enjoy your summer. And let me just say, I think that was summer 2016. Everybody talks about summer 2016. Like, I think Drake dropped the album that year and everything. Like, when I say summer 2016 was so memorable, oh my God. It was so memorable. And I was hooked. I was like, okay, y'all have earned my trust. Like, I've spent time with them. Like, I know that I've felt safe with them. So I can't imagine how my daughter is going to feel. So after summer 2016, I was like, okay, taking a break is not too bad. I had created this mentality, like, I have to have my kid all the time. And after a while, I started feeling like I'm not even deserving of a break. You know, I did that whole she didn't ask to be here thing to myself. And eventually, I had to come with terms like, Deani, you are human. And if you, being a parent is a job. If I don't take a break and allow myself to reset, to rejuvenate, I'm gonna be no good to my kid. And also, I wanted to teach my kid and myself about having healthy boundaries, and not feeling any type of way about it. It's not something negative to feel about. We would call each other all summer, FaceTime each other. You know, these kids got it good these days. They got an iPhone. They could FaceTime you anytime, see your background, see what you doing. Like, okay, because I was nosy as a child. You know, me and my mother, we had the walkie-talkies, the Boost Mobile walkie-talkies. I would walkie-talkie her all damn day, I tell you. But my kid has it good. Like, she will FaceTime me, FaceTime audio me, send me a message, send me an emoji. Now they got the Memojis. You can send a voice memo over it. Like, when I say she got it good, she got it good. So I feel very confident these days to take my breaks. And it feels like a very healthy boundary that I have established with myself and with my kid, where we don't feel like it's a break where you don't love me. Like, no, girl, I love you. I love you a lot. I just need to take a second to myself. So I figured one evening, like, why not have a podcast where, because I know that there's other moms who out here like me. Like, we feel like we're not deserving of a break. We feel like if we stop, our whole operation is going to flop. And I think the most important thing that I got from my breaks was staying in touch with my individuality. I am more than just a mom, okay? Like, I am a woman who is evolving. I am a woman with feelings. I am a woman with ideas, goals, ambition. And my only job on this planet is not to just mother. Like, there's other things that I'm very good at. And I've even gotten to a point, and we'll talk about that throughout this season. I've even gotten to a point where I started capitalizing off my mom skills. Like, I would cross-utilize my mom skills at work, and then sometimes I would use my skills at work for being a mom. Like, go figure. And it's just been so enlightening to do that. Like, my breaks have shown me that. Like, they have brought me to a new enlightenment of, oh, okay, so I don't have to just use this for mothering. bet I could use this at work too. So along this season, you know, I really just want to encourage you to take some time to yourself, and it doesn't have to be grand. You know, I think sometimes we sit and we look at somebody else's life and think, oh, they're getting a whole summer off. Like, there are so many ways to be creative with how you take a break. It can be an evening with your friends or an evening with yourself. You know, just staying in touch with your individuality, I think, is my biggest thing with mom on break. And then also you fostering that sister circle or that circle that you really feel safe with. Like this season, we're definitely going to talk about a lot of topics that are relatable with managing motherhood, your individuality, your curiosity, and just being a freaking human, you know? And I feel like we don't really take the time out to realize how much of a human we are until we take a break. You'd be like, damn, I did a lot. I did a lot. And you come to that realization. So I really, my goal is for this podcast to enlighten, encourage, and motivate, and also create a community where people will hear the stories that I share in relation to like challenges that I have overcame. Challenges that I have overcome with, you know, going for things that I wanted and also dealing with setbacks and, you know, just dealing with the colorful life that I have. I have a very colorful life. We all have a colorful life. So I'm just hoping that the things that I share on this platform, the guests that I have up here, will just really make you feel like, oh, okay, I'm not alone on this journey. No, you're not. Like, we all can help each other out. Like, once we start realizing that, you know, ain't nothing wrong with helping each other out. So, yes, welcome to Mom on Break Podcast. I am your host, Yanni. Thank you for waiting around on me. I have been telling people for 2 years now, like, I'm going to start a podcast. And now it's finally here. And we're just going to have a really great time this season. I'm hoping that we get to laugh, cry, and just really have like aha moments. Because I'm very candid. I have no problem with sharing my business. Because my mama taught me, if I share my business, who going to share it? Right. If I share it, who going to share it? And I've always looked at life situations as, you never know how it's going to help somebody else. So, you know, I really encourage you to tap in with me. I promise not to disappoint you. But I'm definitely open to advice. I definitely want to get in tune with my listeners. And yeah, like, we're going to have fun. And this is going to be a great journey. I really would love for this to be therapeutic for myself and for others. And yeah. So welcome to Mom on Break. You are officially a part of the Moby Village. Make sure you follow us on, well, follow me, but it's us because we're a family. We are a family. Make sure you follow Mom on Break Instagram, which is MOMONBRK. You know, I had to be a little savvy. Follow Mom on Break on Instagram. That's the same handle for the Instagram and for the Twitter. At MOMONBRK. So Mom on BRK. You know, nice little abbreviation. But yes, I'm sitting here waiting for my daughter to get out of gymnastics. So I hope that you guys have a great long weekend. It's Juneteenth on Monday. Yeah. And yeah. Thank you for tuning in. Later. Make sure you're on the lookout for our next episode on Mom on Break Podcast, because we're talking about mommies being baddies with her baddie friend.
purr. So yes, the next episode is definitely gonna be one that I feel like a lot of women may be able to relate to or may get some good gems from, because I'm talking about embarking on motherhood and still having to manage those girl friendships. So it's gonna be juicy, it's gonna be fun, and it's gonna be enlightening. So make sure you be on the lookout for our next episode. Okay, now y'all can officially say bye. Bye.